I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Kevin, it's still early. We're just getting into June. But so far, this is proving to be a great year for striped bass fishing. And there's a way in which this was not totally unexpected. There was a sense it might be coming. Explain why that is.
Right. Most of our stripers are spawned down in Chesapeake Bay. And every summer, Maryland Department of Natural Resource does a survey. They drag some nets through the bay down there. And they give us an idea of how many striped bass were spawned each year. And then that abundance kind of gives us a preview of what we can expect in the coming years. So, for example, in 2011, they saw one of the highest, most successful spawns since 2001. So that was a very good year. And then in 2015, we saw another very good spawn. So that kind of gave us a clue that we can expect good numbers of stripers in the years to come.
And the 2011 class, these are the fish that we're catching now that are keepers.
That's right. So 2011 fish, those are about 6 years old. So we would guess that those fish are probably in the 28 to 32-inch range. And we have heard from a lot of local anglers, and we've seen it ourselves, good numbers of those size fish around. And as you mentioned, any fish over 28 inches, that's the minimum size, so those are legal to keep. So fishermen call those guys keepers, whether they actually keep them or not, and it's been a good spring so far for fish in that size class.
Now, it's wonderful to be able to catch keeper-sized bass, but there are also a lot of smaller stripers around, too.
Right, so I mentioned that 2015 was also a very good year class, and I can tell you from personal experience, I've been out in recent days in Upper Buzzards Bay, I fished Barnstable Harbor. A lot of spots around the Cape, including those, are loaded with small stripers. Again, 2015 fish, so they're only a couple years old. These are 12 to 14-inch fish, so they're not big, but they're a lot of fun for catch-and-release fishing, a lot of fun for fly fishermen, and most importantly, they suggest that we have a good future for the striper fishing for years to come. They'll grow larger and return to our Cape Cod waters every year.
And it also seems like we have the best of all worlds in some ways, because there have been plenty of reports also, not just of small bass and keeper size, but some really big ones mixing in too.
So the biggest number of fish in our population right now of stripers is the small ones, but there are some big ones out there. We saw in mid-May more big stripers, 20 and 30-pound fish, and then even that 64-pounder that was caught in Buzzards Bay, more than we would normally expect to see around the Cape so early. And since then, now that we've gotten into June, even more big fish have arrived. Memorial Day weekend was spectacular, especially for Buzzards Bay and Cape Cod Canal fishermen. Lots of 20, 30, and even some 40-pound fish were reported. So we're looking like it's going to be a great season for the time to come.
Let's round up the fishing action going out this weekend. What should we be looking for?
Well, a lot of people are excited about those big stripers, and I would say anywhere from Woods Hole up through Buzzards Bay into the Cape Cod Canal, that has been the best fishing. Those fish are moving through, though, so they'll end up probably in Cape Cod Bay, and we can expect the Cape Cod Bay fishing to pick up as well. Besides stripers, the other fishery that is excellent right now is black sea bass. Upper Buzzards Bay, Nantucket Sound, both areas are loaded with sea bass. Pretty much 20 to 30 feet of water. If you find some structure, a wreck, or a rock pile, you're going to find great sea bass fishing.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.